The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
On a Friday morning, oncology professionals from around the world have been gathering in Chicago to discuss the latest clinical cancer research impacting patient care. It's the 2022 American Society of Clinical Oncology annual meeting. Joining us right now to talk more about this is Chief Medical Officer and Executive Vice President of the American Society of Clinical Oncology, Dr. Julie Grelow. Dr. Grelow, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So what has been the hottest topic at the meeting this year?
Well, the theme of our meeting is advancing equitable cancer care through innovation. So we had themes of equity, trying to make sure and understand how we get cancer care to everyone, and then innovation. So new drugs, new treatments, subsetting cancer so that we can target the best treatments, some really cool technology where we can deliver chemotherapy directly inside a cancer cell by targeting something on the surface. Lots of innovation going on as well.
Certainly encouraging to hear that there is that kind of innovation. But as you pointed out, one of the big topics and one of the big concerns is that disparity and how to get the new technology and the new medical inroads to patients.
Absolutely. We know that if we could deliver the high-quality care based on evidence and all the drugs that we have approved, tomorrow, to everyone in the United States, we would be saving lives tomorrow without inventing any new drugs. So we have got to get our treatments, early detection, all of these great treatments, and the supportive care to maintain an excellent or optimal quality of life during treatment. If we could get that all to everyone, we would be improving lives, saving lives due to cancer tomorrow.
Any discussion or thought on how to better do that?
Well, one presentation that we had was on telemedicine. Mm-hmm. So, just can we make it easier for patients to have clinic visits, especially those who live a long way away? So during the pandemic, we instituted telemedicine, keeping people home when they didn't really need to come into the clinic. And what we found there was that there were certain groups that really were less likely to use telemedicine, and those were uninsured, those who lived rurally, not in the city, those who were less affluent, and those who were Black. So we need to understand, what the barriers were. Was it because they didn't have internet or a phone or computer, or were there other reasons? Because telemedicine is here to stay, and it's making visits for patients, the transportation to and from the clinic, much easier, as well as clinical trials. We're trying to bring clinical trials as well as care to patients, and so we've got to figure out how to use telemedicine effectively.
Well, very interesting. We're talking with Dr. Julie Grelow with the American Society of Clinical Oncology, the annual meeting of the society. This was held recently, and we're talking about some of the inroads made. What are some of the other promising studies that will impact the future of cancer care?
Well, we had a couple of breast cancer studies looking at the kind of, we call it the magic bullet technique of taking chemotherapy, tagging it to an antibody that delivers the chemo directly to the cancer cell, and then it's internalized, and it was compared to standard chemo. There were two different, what we call antibody-drug conjugates in breast cancer, and one of them really profound results, both of them positive trials, where we were able to get better outcomes, a longer time that the tumor responded, a longer time that the patient was alive, with less side effects because we're delivering the chemotherapy inside the cancer cell. So we call those antibody drug conjugates or magic bullets. Really exciting new technology that's applicable to all kinds of cancers, not just breast cancer.
A lot of reason to be optimistic in the world of cancer care right now, isn't there?
I think so. Lots of exciting new drugs in learning about different genes and proteins and designing drugs that target them. We've even subsetted pancreatic cancer, which is a notoriously high death rate in pancreatic cancer, which previously had a few treatments. We found that if we can take a core group of pancreatic cancers that have certain genetic mutations and alterations and treat them with specific drugs targeting those, that we can get some excellent outcomes. But the point here being, doesn't impact all pancreatic cancers. So more and more and more, we have to subset. It's no longer every pancreatic cancer gets treated the same, or every breast cancer or colon cancer or lung cancer gets treated the same. We need to look at the genes and proteins that are turned on or turned off that contribute to why this cancer is growing out of control, and then target that with therapy to get the best outcome.
Wow. Wow, really interesting stuff. Where can people go for more information on what we've been talking about here this morning?
ASCO has a patient-facing website called cancer.net that has some summaries of some of the meeting findings, as well as excellent information about many cancer types on prevention, reducing your risk, how to find it early, how to treat it, and then the whole survivorship, maintaining quality of life. And the website for that is www.cancer.net.
We will check it out. Dr. Grelow, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.